Lesson 3.
Listen to the dialogue.
Rita.
Yeah?
We need some scissors.
I have them, Stephen.
Oh, Rita, that's great. Thank you, Rita.
Sure, Stephen. I have a question about Detective Stone's glasses.
His glasses?
Does he wear any?
Does Detective Stone wear glasses?
Yes. Does he?
Yes, the detective wears glasses.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, I bought him some glasses, but they don't fit right.
What's wrong with them?
They're too big. What are we going to do?
Now listen and repeat the same dialogue.
Rita.
Yeah?
We need some scissors.
I have them, Stephen.
Oh, Rita, that's great. Thank you, Rita.
Sure, Stephen. I have a question about Detective Stone's glasses.
His glasses?
Does he wear any?
Does Detective Stone wear glasses?
Yes. Does he?
Yes, the detective wears glasses.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, I bought him some glasses, but they don't fit right.
What's wrong with them?
They're too big. What are we going to do?
Very good. Now practice making questions. Listen.
There's a problem.
What?
What's the problem?
We're going to do something.
What?
What are you going to do?
Now you try it. Make questions with what, when, where, and why. Ready? Let's go.
There's a problem.
What?
What's the problem?
We're going to do something.
What?
What are you going to do?
Something's wrong with them.
What?
What's wrong with him?
He wears glasses.
When?
When does he wear glasses?
I need some scissors.
Why?
Why do you need some scissors?
I'm going to sit down.
Where?
Where are you going to sit down?
I have them.
What?
What do you have?
I'm getting nervous.
Why?
Why are you getting nervous?
The bus leaves today.
What time?
What time does the bus leave today?
Okay. Notice the pronunciation of the letter T in the word matter. It sounds more like a D sound than a T sound. Listen again.
matter. Now listen and repeat.
Matter.
Matter.
Rita.
Rita.
Getting.
Getting.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Sweater.
Sweater.
Bright enough.
Bright enough.
And now repeat these sentences.
What's the matter, Rita?
What's the matter, Rita?
I'm getting very confused.
I'm getting very confused.
I found a beautiful white sweater for Jeff.
I found a beautiful white sweater for Jeff.
But Stephen thinks the color isn't bright enough.
But Stephen thinks the color isn't bright enough.
Very good. And now listen to the summary.
Rita finally finds a beautiful white sweater for Jeff to wear in Murder at Midnight. But Stephen asks her to exchange it. Stephen says he doesn't like the color. Rita is very confused. She says to Mary Beth, "Guess what? Stephen wants me to exchange the sweater again. First, he thinks the color is too bright. Then he thinks the color isn't bright enough."
Now you will hear some statements. Say if they are true or false. If they are false, give the correct information. Ready? Rita finds a beautiful white shirt for Jeff.
False. Rita finds a beautiful white sweater for Jeff.
Stephen thinks the sweater is beautiful.
False. He doesn't think it's beautiful.
Rita is very confused about this.
True.
This is the first time Stephen wants Rita to return the sweater.
False. It's the second time.
The first time, Stephen thought the sweater was too bright.
True.
The second time, he thought the sweater wasn't pretty enough.
False. He thought the sweater wasn't bright enough.
Good. Now listen to the next part of the summary.
Meanwhile, Linda thinks Stephen is too worried about small things. She tells Mike that they only have a few weeks to finish the show. She says Stephen is too slow. He has to go faster. She asks Mike to talk to Stephen. Mike says, "Maybe I can give him a little advice."
Now say if the statements are true or false. And again, correct the false ones. Linda thinks Stephen isn't worried enough about small things.
False. She thinks he is too worried about small things.
Linda tells Mike they only have a few weeks.
True.
Linda thinks Stephen is too fast.
False. She thinks he's too slow.
Mike says he'll give Stephen a little advice.
True.
Okay. Now listen to the next part of the summary.
Stephen tells Linda that everything is perfect. But secretly, he's worried. He says, I didn't sleep last night. Maybe I slept a few hours, but not many. I worried about props and costumes. Then he realizes he needs some scissors for the rehearsal.
Now listen to each question and answer it. What does Stephen tell Linda?
That everything is perfect.
How does Stephen feel about this secretly?
He's worried.
Did he sleep last night?
No, he didn't.
What did he worry about?
He was worried about props and costumes.
What does he realize he needs?
He needs some scissors.
And now listen to the final part of a summary.
At rehearsal that day, Jeff doesn't say his lines right. Stephen asks Jeff to say the same line over and over again. Linda is very nervous. Jeff and Mary Beth have to leave at 5 o'clock. Finally, Stephen says, great, okay, that's all. After rehearsal, Linda says to Stephen, we don't have much time. Stephen says, don't worry, Linda, I have an idea.
Now listen to these questions and answer them. What problem does Jeff have at rehearsal that day?
He doesn't say his lines right.
What does Stephen ask Jeff to do?
To say the same line over and over again.
In other words, he wants Jeff to repeat the line again and again. How does Linda feel?
She's very nervous.
What do Jeff and Mary Beth have to do?
They have to leave at 5 o'clock.
Linda tells Stephen they don't have much time. What does Stephen say?
He says, don't worry, Linda. I have an idea.
What do you think his idea is? You don't know? I don't either. I guess we'll both find out soon enough. Okay, that's it for now.
And this is the end of Lesson 3.